Support for this podcast comes from Troy University, dedicated to teaching a new generation to lead change. Information on leadership opportunities available to students from day one is at troy.edu/leadchange.
From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. If you'd like to see more of Alabama, Mary Johns Wilson joins us today by Skype with her ideas of some unique destinations. You may have seen Mary Johns Wilson on TV as host of ALFA's Simply Southern program, and she has spent the last decade searching out what she calls the state's hidden gems. Her popular book, 100 Things to Do in Alabama Before You Die, is on its second edition. Mary, welcome to Troy Public Radio, and thank you so much for joining us by Skype today.
Yes, well, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to talk about the second edition of this book.
100 Things to Do in Alabama Before You Die. I couldn't put it down.
Well, good. That's great. Great to hear.
Do you actually go to all of these places you mentioned, these 100 things to do?
Well, actually, one of the kind of secrets about the book is that if you really, truly did everything that was listed in the book, there's around 160 things. Because, you know, one of the things is to make sure that you attend an Alabama festival. So there's 6 or 7 different festivals listed in there that you could attend one of them and check it off of your bucket list, or you could be a hardcore fan and try to make sure that you get to all 6 or 7. So I can't actually claim that I have been to all of the locations in the book myself, but they are either locations that just have a wonderful reputation, or through my day job, I work for a TV show that's called Simply Southern TV, and either a co-host or a fellow reporter, anything like that, they might have actually been the people who have gone out to experience that place. And I've kind of gotten to live vicariously through them and learn just how cool it is. But I would say that I've been to or experienced close to half of what's in the book.
Well, one of the things that impressed me about your book, 100 Things to Do in Alabama Before You Die, the second edition, is toward the end, you have some itineraries. So if your interest is food, you've got the food things. And then if you like historic events, you've got historic places. It's well done. And you have an itinerary. You could do either a weekend trip or plan a whole vacation around these itineraries.
Yes. So the suggested itineraries, I kind of start by geographical locations. So the bigger cities, including kind of that southeast corner there around Dothan, and then also around Montgomery, but then definitely military history, if you're into hiking, if arts, sports, history, any of those things. And then there's also different activities listed by season. So, you know, if maybe in summer you can travel a little bit more, there's a lot of suggestions there, like tasting a local tomato, the Slocum tomatoes that are famous. And then coming up in between Mother's Day and Father's Day is when the Cahaba lilies bloom on the Cahaba River, and Bibb County is the best place to see that in West Blockton. They have a festival every year, but you do kind of have to follow their Facebook page to see when they're blooming. But that's an experience, because in that area, the river is that shallow, rocky shoals, which is why the flowers bloom there. That's what they need, is shallow running water. You can just wade out into the water surrounded by all of these blooming Cahaba lilies that you only find in a couple of places in the country, Alabama being one of them. So lots of fun things that you can do, and you can pick it up by itinerary, or you can just pick up the book and point to a number in the table of contents and say, hey, let's go.
Yeah. Well, Mary, speaking of that table of contents, I notice you have a number of pages about Prattville.
Yes, Prattville is just a beautiful place. And if you haven't ever gotten down there and just walked up and down Main Street and enjoyed Autauga Creek and seen all of the renovations that they're doing to the mill, it's definitely a stop that you need to make.
Prattville is one of the most historic cities in the state of Alabama. And speaking of history, I love this on page 105 of your book, Ghost Towns of Former Alabama Capitals. That's an itinerary in itself, and Old Cahaba is in our coverage area.
Yes, Old Cahaba being the first capital as Alabama when it was a state. The other one that's mentioned here is St. Stephen's, but that was, of course, the territorial capital. So visiting Old Cahaba is really nice. They have a very dedicated historical group that puts together different events, different walks, and they can tell you all about the history of this town that truly is a ghost town. And it was once bustling and the state capital back way in the early 1800s. But it's just a piece of history that I feel like every Alabamian should experience. And plus, you're there near Selma, so there's so much history in Selma and Montgomery and surrounding areas that you can experience as well when you swing through and do something over at Old Cahaba.
And I noticed on page 123, you can sip tea with Martha Washington, speaking of history, at American Village near Montevallo.
Yes, and speaking of ghosts, I guess. Yeah, but the American Village there in Montevallo is just a beautiful place to go visit. There's actually two locations associated with American Village that are in this book because one of the national cemeteries is next to American Village. If you've never been to American Village, it really is like a small colonial Williamsburg right here in Alabama. They do lots of wonderful events, including teas, where they have reenactors who act like Martha Washington and Abigail Adams. 4th of July is a huge event there with fireworks and educational fun workshops all throughout the day. So visiting American Village definitely needs to be on your list if you're a history buff.
And finally, talking about history, Mary, now you can climb the stone fire tower at Flag Mountain. I think that elevation's about 1,200 feet in the Weogufka State Forest. It's built by the CCC, Civilian Conservation Corps.
Yes, there's lots of that pre-World War II history there that you get to experience at the fire tower, and beautiful vistas when you climb to the very top of that. Of course, it's also the beginning of the Pinhoti Trail. The trailhead is there now, and the Pinhoti actually now links up with the Appalachian Trail. So if you're a hiker, it's a great place to visit. If you're a history buff, or if you just enjoy seeing good views. And I know that the people at the Alabama Forestry Commission and a lot of public and private partners were so happy to finish that restoration recently. So it's a sight to see. And that's over in Coosa County too, which that was a big goal of mine in writing this book, was to make sure that we were getting people off the beaten path a little bit. There's actually locations in 60 of Alabama's 67 counties if you read through the whole book. So you really cover the state with the 100 things to do in Alabama before you die.
Well, we're always talking about weekend trips and vacations. And of course, we have parts of Georgia and Florida in our coverage area. And I would think those folks would find these ideas interesting in 100 Things to Do in Alabama Before You Die. So can you and I sort of stay in touch throughout the year and talk about the different seasons and places to go and see?
I would absolutely love that. Yes, I would welcome that because there's always something to do. You know, there's never a reason to say that you're bored because there are just so many wonderful people, organizations, groups that are always planning really fun events and dedicating themselves to keeping up historical locations. There's always something fun to do to keep yourself entertained in the state of Alabama.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today by Skype.
Yes, thank you so much, Carolyn. You have a great day.
Joining us by Skype was Mary Johns Wilson, author of the popular book, 100 Things to Do in Alabama Before You Die. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is now a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.
Support comes from Sunshine Behavioral Medicine, committed to the idea that mental health, like physical wellness, requires regular maintenance and checkups. More information at sunshine2000.com.